from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show on Monday, which should be a holiday. This is the day after the Super Bowl. I guess that petition didn't make it all the way to the proper people to make it a holiday today. A lot of you are just calling in sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this should be a priority.
Wasn't it Heinz, the Heinz company, that wanted to do some Monday?
I like that.
They were giving all their employees a day off with pay.
And look, if the employees show up today, half of them are hungover, they're going to be lethargic, they're not going to be productive.
Yeah.
Just let them stay home. Wouldn't you rather have them do no work at all than do sloppy work you got to fix later?
They will actually move as slow as ketchup when you're like...
Yeah.
Anticipation.
If people would have showed up today with hangovers, think how many rat hairs would have made it into your ketchup. More than acceptable.
Right. Let them stay home.
They'll be as slow as a Luke Bryan national anthem.
Oh.
Yeah, the Falcons blew such a big lead, they're now being called the Atlanta Hillary Clintons.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear about Brady's jersey?
Did someone take it?
Yes, it's missing. Tom Brady says he thinks it was stolen. He says he knows exactly where he put it in the locker room. So after all the press and all the stuff, he went back to get his, to change his clothes, whatever, and he says he put his jersey there, went back, talked to some other people, went back later, and it was gone. He says, and this is a quote from Tom Brady, It was right here. I know exactly where I put it.
Like in your locker? It's the locker room.
Right. He says, this is not good. It was right here, and now I don't have it. Not good. Later on, a sports reporter asked him if he'd managed to find it, and he says he had half the team looking for it. He said, no, I guess it's going to be on eBay soon.
Is there a chance Giselle went in there and grabbed it? And she was like, grab this before
someone took it.
Oh, who that sucks.
Tom Brady, 5 Super Bowls, or anybody else?
The thing is, you can't do it anyway. You can't sell it because then, well, you're a thief.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. I stole it. It's for sale, so you can never do anything with it. So whoever stole it can just only display it in their own wall.
50 years from now, someone will, you know, it'll come out of the attic chest.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Tom Brady's jersey. We found it. But everyone's dead and gone.
Right, nobody can talk.
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries. Still looking for a meal, yeah, but we found Brady's jersey.
Lisa, I know you didn't watch the Super Bowl and you could give a damn.
I did watch the end.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I thought you were going to the movies.
The times didn't work out. Ugh, whatever. I watched it. My boyfriend's a New England fan.
Oh, so he was happy.
Super excited, yeah.
So did he make love to you last night?
No, because I was cranky and bitchy about it.
Because you had to watch football?
I wanted to go see a movie.
Did you watch halftime?
I was like, stop yelling.
Did you watch Lady Gaga at all?
No, I didn't watch that.
Any commercials you see that you enjoyed?
Did I like any commercials? Nah, I didn't see many commercials.
I mean, with everything going on, I'm really glad they did take the time to remember the victims of the Bowling Green Massacre. That was nice.
I sent money. Hashtag
did you sent money? Yeah. Did you see all the viral funds that are online?
Yeah.
for the victims.
It's pretty awesome.
Did you see in Bowling Green, Kentucky? They've got signs over the courthouse, signs and flowers. People made like a memorial there with candles.
No, they
and,
did
and picture
not.
Frames with no face in it
to be on the in on the joke.
Yeah,
okay,
the joke.
Thank you.
Because there was no massacre.
Oh, so. Kathy says Tom Brady's jersey has been found. Oh. Hello, Kathy.
Hey,
where was it?
The equipment manager put it away for him.
Oh.
Yay!
That's the same equipment manager.
Well,
that,
yes, that's problems with equipment managers.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Thank you, Kathy.
The problem is it's a different size now, just a little bit smaller.
I quote, put it away for you.
Well, that's good if that's true. That's happy ending.
Huh. What is he, 40 now?
39.
Do you think he's done? We had 5 Super Bowls and he's just going to call it quits. And now, walk out.
Oh,
like
no.
Peyton Manning. Win it and leave.
I mean, how can you? I mean, you're not what you.
I mean, he's still great. 10. I mean, obviously.
He's still in good shape.
GOAT.
But if he's like you, you've got the OCD, he might be in his head, might go, oh, no, I need to win 10, and then I'm done. I'll do 10. I mean, who knows what his OCD is?
Well, he ain't gonna win no
10. Report is today he may play 3 to 5 more years. I mean, he could play up to age 43, 44 if his body still holds up, and he clearly still has the skills. He's top of his game.
Right.
So you can't walk away now because you'll always be haunted. Oh, I should have stayed. I could have won
but
it again.
For what? I've won 5.
It's like
5.
Oscar Schindler. I could have gone one more. Sorry to bring Oscar Schindler to the discussion.
Wow.
We should pause. Anyway, I'm just saying.
Then maybe he will go for more so we can do the whole other hand. Yeah. You can't just have five rings on one hand. He's like, oh, I got to have five more.
Yeah.
Did you know I wore a Super Bowl ring?
Guess where and what on?
Yeah. Who were you dating?
Nah, I don't.
Willie Davis.
He took you to the prom and you wore his ring.
Willie Davis, legendary guy from Green Bay Packers, Vince Lombardi era, used to own the radio station where I worked in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, did the morning show years ago. You know that, Frank. You worked
Hot 102.
Hot 102. And Willie came in a couple, three times, talked to us. This is, they had just hired Brett Favre, had Brett Favre on the show and some others. And anyway, I asked Willie if I could try on one of his rings. I thought he'd say no. He took it off. He had all his rings on.
Was it enormous?
It was huge. My finger's like the thing that rings a bell inside. Gong, ding, ding, dong. Yeah. It was one of those swinging.
The ding-donger?
A ding-donger. What's it called?
I think it's called a ding-donger. Ding-donger.
I don't think they overthought it. They were like, let's just call it a ding-donger.
His ring was bigger than my big toe times two.
Wow.
That guy has massive hands. Anyway, so I wore that ring. I had it on my finger, which is total sacrilege, I know. But I bet you haven't had a Super Bowl ring on you.
Did you ever date a woman or anybody because they had fat fingers? I mean, like, you look at their hands and go, my God, look at those chubby sausages.
Oh, I
got to get me some of those.
Yeah.
No?
Yes, hands are very important to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if they're massively huge, like Willie Davis's fingers?
I mean, I don't think I want to date a woman who's got, Willie Davis's fingers. That's a little much.
He could palm.
Chances are she's not a petite gal. No, she's really thin everywhere else. She's just got, like, you know, massive mitts. Mm. Hmm. Like, I got good hands for my business, you know?
For that?
For that business.
For that business.
Mm-hmm. My lady business.
Your fingers are long and your hands are wide.
Uh-huh.
But that's not unusual. Willie's are, like, big and fat. Big, fat, and long. He could palm Neptune.
So, did you try to keep it?
No, I gave it back.
Changed the conversation?
Well, I felt...
Put it in your pocket?
Yeah. I felt weird having it on.
Well, no, I gave that back to you. I did.
I don't know if it's true or not, but when Robert Kraft was visiting Russia, he let Vladimir Putin try on one of the rings that he had from winning a Super Bowl, and he kept it.
Putin kept the ring?
Yeah.
Was there a language barrier where he's like, oh, thank you for...
No, I just think that he's, oh, yeah, this is a gift? Well, thank you. That's nice. And then you're not going to go, I'm sorry, President of Russia. That's I was just showing you that.
So it's a misunderstanding.
So he kept it. Give,
yeah. So we had to get a replacement then, right?
Jackass.
To get a replacement. Putin's got the real one.
You just realize Putin's a jackass?
Well, yeah, no, I know. Yeah, but just yet another thing. I'm just adding on yet another thing that makes him a jackass.
So the first time that Trump goes over there and meets, should this be top of the list? Okay, before we get to anything else.
I need that ring back.
Yeah, that ring.
That was not a gift.
Yeah, it's not yours.
How awkward and uncomfortable.
Well, I loaned my neighbor some shears one time, or big old nippers to clip it. I've never got them back. Sometimes I guess people think it's a gift. Hey, can I use your bubba-bubbas?
Oh, sure, take them. I've got so many. Don't even worry about it.
But a Super Bowl ring, that's not okay. You're just wearing it. You're not walking off with it.
It's funny because when Heidi was dating guys back in high school, they would give you their class ring to wear around, and most girls would have to put a bunch of yarn on the ring so they could put it on their finger because the guy's finger was so much bigger than theirs. Heidi had to wear his on her pinky because her finger was so much bigger than his.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got all excited. He was like, hey, I want to give you my ring. And I was like, oh, I got to get your ring, you guys, because I was like such a thing to do.
Yeah.
And he gives it to me and goes to put it on my ring finger. And I was like, I got it. Hang on. Licking my knuckle.
Yeah,
no, I get it.
No yarn necessary.
I had to wear it on my pinky. And I was like, This isn't going to last. That was kind of a killer for me. I was like, oh, forget it.
Supposed to wear it around your neck.
No, yeah. The guy wears yours, the girl's around his neck, because it's typically too little to fit on any of his fingers.
Yeah,
so then he wears it around his chain. I'm not going to wear the guy's around a chain, because it's like, yeah, I couldn't fit it. It's too little for any of my fingers. Oh, God, thanks for bringing that horrible memory up.
What an awful thing.
Damn it.
Was he a tiny guy, or you just have giant fingers?
I have giant fingers.
Oh, man.
He's not a tiny guy.
Was he smaller than you, though? Because if he's bigger than you and your fingers are still bigger than him, that's kind of weird.
We're probably the same size. Like, you know, oh, God, yuck. I just remember that sinking feeling. And, like, I spent my whole, like, preteen and teenage years wanting to be petite, wanting that person that's going to be, like, I could fit under their armpit, you know? Like, I'm little, because I'm not little, but I needed to be with that person who's going to make me feel little.
Then why don't you date big people? I saw a big lesbian walking her little girlfriend the other day, and I was like, damn, that woman's huge.
Where'd you see Tyne Daly?
I don't know. She must have been a female basketball player or something. She had on like the matching sweats.
Oh.
Top and bottom. Velour.
Sure.
She was holding her little girl's hand with her hair pulled back in some shabby ponytail. I don't know if she just came from practice or what. But
probably.
She's like,
it sounds like she just.
Let's go walk around the village together, honey.
Frank's doing a bow-legged cowboy walk. Yeah, that's very, that's what you wanted.
Oh, yeah. I was afraid to look at her chick. She'd kick my ass. Because her chick was like total femmed out, and she was just this tall basketball player-looking chick.
Mm-hmm.
But big. I mean, she's probably 6'4", six, or 6'6". Six,
well, then
six.
She's obviously definitely probably playing
basketball. Why don't you find some big 6'6 woman?
Because my girl is 10 feet tall.
No, your girl's like 5'2", isn't she?
Even in my, but you know, but how she carries herself, she's like 10 feet tall. I don't even notice the size.
That and the French made stilettos.
Except when I have to reach for things constantly. She's like, babe, can you, I can't.
Yeah.
A lot of step stools around the house. She's very tiny.
A lot of
which
step
just makes
stools.
Me feel even more delicate when she's like, can you reach that?
Yeah, okay. Do you pull out boxes or do you get pictures together? Stand on this box.
I just hunch over.
Do you keep the step stools on a shelf above her? Is that what you just did? Can you get that step stool up there, please? I, they go down on the
job
floor.
Job security right here.
Put them down below.
She needs me around to reach for stuff.
Lisa Mays, it's still raining outside.
Yeah, it's going to rain all day.
And so the traffic's horrible?
Traffic's horrible.
What's going on?
On the 5 freeway northbound.